Hello, God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are so grateful to God that so soon we've come to the end of our sharing for this week, daily devotion. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all the brethren who gave me their listening ear, and those who along the way were giving encouragement, and those who prayed for me. May the Lord richly bless all of you. And I trust I've been a blessing unto all of us this week. God probably has used my lips to say something which has been a blessing to all of us. I know we have great men of God on this platform who can do a better job than I did. But in all, we give the praise and thanks to the Almighty. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we've been sharing on Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. And let us read a few scriptures before we bring our sharing on the topic, Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread, to a close. I am going to read again that scripture in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm also going to read from John chapter 6, verse 49. The Bible says, Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, looking at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, where Jesus outlined that prayer, and when the disciples came to him to teach them to pray, one school of thoughts will argue that give us this day our daily bread got to do with our physical food. Well, they might be right in a way. Physical food gives nourishment to the body. Without it, we'll not be able to go about our daily activities. However, Jesus himself, when he was on earth, he fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and the devil tempted him. He said, If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But Jesus rebuked the devil. It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And yesterday we saw the mystery bread, the wilderness journey. God did a lot in the lives of the children of Israel. In the wilderness, God fed them with the mystery bread. And the Bible here is saying that Jesus, who came and proclaimed that he was the bread of life. We know the story. He fed the 5,000. And after it all, he declared, I am the bread of life. And he went on to say, Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Brothers and sisters, we know this story. It was only two people that made it to the promised land. Likewise, when we also argue that Matthew Gospel chapter 6 is a physical bread, then we must also be careful, because we can also eat, pray for this physical bread, which the Lord himself said, consider the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, they toil not, but your heavenly Father is able to feed them. How much more is he not going to take care of you, O ye of little faith? So we see that this bread goes beyond the physical. It falls on us to persistently seek our spiritual needs for our day. Seek the Lord daily. Live as if the rapture is going to come tomorrow. When we pray for this bread, then we are persisting in prayer. We are seeking God. We are seeking that the will of the Lord should be done. So we saw that Jesus feeding the children of Israel, the Lord feeding the children of Israel with manna, goes beyond the physical, because the bread of life provides what? Eternal life. Amen. The bread of life is that which we ought to hold on to. It is our spiritual needs. Amen. And that can only be found in the Lord Jesus, where he said we should pray so that the Lord will give us our daily bread. And so we saw that in the Old Testament, even though they ate this mystery bread from heaven, they were not able to go to the promised land, or they were not able to attain eternal life. Most of them died. And the Bible is saying it is an example unto us. We upon whom the ends of the world has come. Brothers and sisters, how are we running this race? I know, brothers, most of us pray. Most of us, Christianity and our faith is based on prayer. If you don't pray true, if you don't pray daily, we become weak Christians. But are we persisting in our prayer? Are we holding on tight to the Lord for our spiritual needs? A time may come in our life where a need is very pressing. A need needs to be solved. When we hold on to the Lord, when we persist, then the Lord is going to give us this bread that he's talking about. Before we bring our sharing to a close, I want us to look at two important teachings that the Lord put across his disciples. In Luke's gospel, there was a story about a friend who went to his neighbor at midnight because he had a visitor. And then he went to the neighbor, asking the neighbor if the neighbor could borrow him two loaves of bread to be able to feed the visitor who has come to him at midnight. Now, this neighbor might have gone to bed, locked himself up in bed. But because this is a friend who came to him at midnight, he will have to wake up and give that which the neighbor was requiring to him. Now, our Lord spoke to the masses in parables. But the Bible says, unto us is given the mysteries to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. How blessed are we if we walk in this in his light. If the Lord is feeding us with the mystery bread from heaven, if the Lord is the bread of life in our life, then all the other mysteries, all the things that he spoke to the masses, he will make known unto us in due time. So, this neighbor will have to wake up and give his friend the request. Amen. Now, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from this that happened to this neighbor and a friend? Now, it's telling us about we being persistent in prayer. Like I said, for us to receive the bread that comes from heaven, give us this day our daily bread, first of all, we must be persistent in prayer. Just as this friend went to his or her neighbor at midnight, persisting, asking, the neighbor will have to get up from bed and then supply what this neighbor was requesting. The importunity of the matter, the seriousness, the persistency of which the friend approached the neighbor is what is striking out here. When we walk with the Lord, are we persistent in our prayer? Are we all the time setting him as our daily bread? I know humans as we are, we probably have plans. We will draw budgets for ourselves. We'll draw a yearly plan. But when we draw these plans, and these plans are outside the will of God, then we want to tell God that we are going to do it by our own strength. We are not depending upon him. By so doing, then we are not really persistent in whatever we are seeking from the Lord. Hallelujah. There is also one story in Luke's Gospel about a widow who went to a judge seeking justice. And the Bible said this widow, this judge was not a godly person. But when this widow persistently went to the judge asking for justice, the judge thought within himself, why is this widow pressing me? Let me give that which she wants to her, and then let me have my peace. And the Bible says that the judge granted the widow justice. This is a parable also when Jesus Christ used to illustrate a point. Amen. So it's also telling us that in prayer or in our work or seeking, praying for our daily bread, we have to be persistent. Persistence is the key. Like I said, we are humans. We have needs. We have plans. We've drawn short-term and long-term plans for ourselves. But in all this, when the Lord is outside of this, then we are not going to be persistent and receive that which the Lord has in store for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these plans probably we draw for ourselves, short term, long term, might be things material. You know, as the Bible said, the children of Israel ate this mystery bread from heaven, but they all died. That was physically God fed them, but they all died. And the Bible is saying these things are examples. These things happen to them for our examples, upon whom the ends of the world has come. I believe, brothers and sisters, we are living in the last of the last days. There is gross darkness, deception out there. The word of God is scarce. The spiritual food in due season is very scarce. But I thank God on the daily devotion platform, we have anointed servants who come to break this bread of life unto us. So my brothers and sisters, that has been in a nutshell the thought that I want to bring across to us this week. Give us this day our daily bread. We said we have to empty ourselves. We have to be persistent. Jesus is that bread of life. He came down from heaven. We are walking with him. We are sojourning, going on in our Christian journey with him. If we hold on to him, as he taught his disciples to pray, we have also come out of the isms. We have also come out of the systems. We also come out following the light. And we are also holding on unto him who has saved us, redeemed us unto himself. So if we persist in prayer, the daily bread will be our portion. May the Lord richly bless us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our walk, our Christian journey will be fruitful. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will increase our coast. The Lord will go with us, that at the end of it all, he will crown it with that crown that he has prepared for us. If we persist, if we seek this daily bread, as he has taught us to pray for our daily bread. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you. Until another time, I will say shalom in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.